This is By Grace, and by grace, I am speaking to you today. I realized that organized religion was strangling my relationship with Jesus. Finding myself was in the undoing of everything religion told me Jesus was, and finding out for myself who he really was. There is an airy place I enter into, and there Jesus makes a comfortable little place for me. He knows. He knows I love tiny little washrooms with open, inviting white walls. Walls that open up a space. He's there, busy, clipping his toenails of all things, creating this great vulnerable intimacy with him that says, we are long-term friends. And we have nothing to hide at this point. We chat about serious things, little things, the people we love, but mostly myself. I get a fresh breath of Holy Spirit. Something magical just happened. Something stirring, cleansing, purifying. Our relationship has evolved, and all I had to do was follow, sit, lean in, and listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to have this cute, quaint moment with him, Jesus, my brother, my friend. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what a friend, friends. So here's one thing religion almost never teaches you. All of the peace you need is inside of you. You see, most times I thought I need to deliver myself, cast something out of my environment or my surroundings, a habit, a person, a place. Something just wasn't right. I needed to get it out from around me. It defined me. No. I needed to be looking inside of me. Because that's where Jesus is. That's where the peace is. I needed to stop being so busy. I needed to stop being so focused on the hyper-religious outside perpetual problems that I thought was my responsibility to fix. Like ASAP. Panic is contagious, but so is peace. Controlling our thoughts starts with going to the throne room. While I'm there, I always imagine I'd like to form intelligible words, but instead I keep it simple before him because that's really the kind of God that I serve. A God who doesn't need some played up, over-eloquent vocabulary to impress him. He's our simple, yet complex God. So instead I say, I will watch over my beliefs as they become my emotions. I will watch over my emotions that they become my words. And I will watch over my words as they become my actions. And I will watch over my actions as they become my habits. I will watch over my habits for they become my character. I will watch over my character, for it determines my destiny. So today, friends, I challenge you in the most beautiful way to stop the press on religion. Undo who it said God was. Take control back over your thoughts. And repeat after me. I will watch over my beliefs as they become my emotions. I will watch over my emotions that they become my words. I will watch over my words as they become my actions. I will watch over my actions as they become my habits. I will watch over my habits, for they become my character. I will watch over my character, for it determines my destiny.